Well, you've heard me talk about this every year, and I can't believe this is the 11th annual Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars Celebration Luncheon. It's coming up this Wednesday. This really is this coming Wednesday, March 6th, at the University of Detroit Mercy. It is a fundraiser that honors student success and raises funds to support the Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars Next Level Scholars Program, in which over 400 students from 16 partner high schools across Metro Detroit participate in coaching, leadership workshops, SAT prep, college visits, and more. We've had many esteemed speakers at this luncheon, including the governor not too long ago, and others, Sandy Pierce, a number of other people. And this year, we're going to have Mr. David Lewis, the president of AT&T Michigan. Now, the woman who puts all of this together and juggles it all for Bill Young, the founder locally of Dollars for Scholars some 30-plus years ago with his wife Vivian, the executive director of the Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars, Krista Funk, is on the other end of our line right now. Krista, good afternoon, and man, it's coming up this week.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks so much for having us. Yeah, we're really excited. It's coming up fast.
And you've got something else coming up fast, that because I don't see you except like once a year. I had no idea that Krista is doing this with both hands tied behind her back or pregnant with twins. You have to choose one or the other. And so
just means I have three brains, right?
Yes, well, you do. You are carrying three brains on that body now, and you weren't even sure if you're going to be able to make it Wednesday because the babies are. They're coming fast, so to speak. So I'm glad we can have you on here. I hope we get to see you Wednesday. And just a quick summary again before we say hi to David Lewis, the keynote speaker, the head of AT&T Michigan. Just kind of summarize what this is all about in the Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars.
Well, of course. So Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars is a college access, success, and scholarship program serving about 450 high school students across 16 different high school partners in Metro Detroit. And we're also supporting our students that are in post-secondary education as well. They're receiving scholarships, one-on-one college coaching, and really making sure that students are making it not just to post-secondary education, but through post-secondary. And so Wednesday, we're really excited to celebrate the senior class of 2024 at the Celebration Luncheon, where all of our seniors will be joining so many great supporters, for a meal and to connect and to hear from David.
And you can visit DRDFS, as in Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars, DRDFS.org for more information. And now the man of the hour, David Lewis is the president of AT&T Michigan, and he is the honored keynote speaker. David, nice to have you on Focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.
Thanks for having me, Krista. I hope you're doing well. Prayers for a safe and healthy delivery. And Paul, to your point, I mean, that's a superwoman, right? She's doing
yes.
it all
yes.
while carrying some precious cargo. So first things first, prayers to you for a very safe and healthy delivery of your baby, of your twins, okay?
Thank you.
Very well done. And it gives us insight into what kind of person you are, David Lewis. And I understand that when you were asked to do this, you accepted heartily, because you have your own story about the role of education in your life.
Absolutely. So listen, first of all, it's great to be with you all, and it's great to be the keynote. It's just an honor that I've been considered to speak. The students and the important programs that the DRDFS provides helps expand access to education and truly are inspirational. Giving students tools and resources and helping them achieve success after high school is so important, and that's what this organization is about. Growing up in a single-parent household, however, my mother, grandmother, grandfather, and a lot of people in my family did have college education and some other form of education. There was no excuse that I grew up in a single-parent household, but I do know, and I'm going to talk to the young people on Wednesday about what it was like understanding that I had two choices in my circumstances. I could have been a victim of my circumstances, Paul, or I could have been a victor. And I was fortunate enough to choose the victor path. And instead of making excuses for the humble beginnings that I grew up in, instead of making excuses for my surroundings and not having a father in my life, I chose not to be a victim, and I chose to move forward. And that's one of the reasons I was able to be where I am today. But there are a lot of programs and organizations and community leaders and people that really helped raise me. And that's why I always have to give back. I talk about moving, reaching back while moving forward. I have to do that because that's what was done for me. If it wasn't for people in the community that saw that I wanted to be something and took me under their wing in different areas and educating me and getting on me. Talk about raising a village. The village raised me. If I was two blocks away and I got in trouble, by the time I got to my mother, there were several parents that were yelling at me for what I did two blocks away, Paul. So it was great. Definitely a village that helped raise me. So for me, there's no question that I have to reach back while moving forward, because as I've been blessed to be where I am, and I think to my mother who worked three jobs to provide for me, and I'll make sure she's always going to be taken care of, I have to do that for everyone, not just my two children, but all youth. If I have the ability to reach and touch and help, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, God bless you for that. David Lewis, President, AT&T Michigan. Just that lesson alone, learning to choose to be not a victim, but a victor, and the role of education and how that helped you building a legacy, the importance of supporting young leaders, which you live up to every day, and it ties right back into AT&T. I couldn't think of a better keynote speaker this year than this gentleman.
Agreed. We're so excited to have him.
It's just so that people understand, this celebration luncheon raises thousands of dollars in funds. It's how Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars can keep its important programming going. Tell, if you would, Krista, some potential donors how they can get involved, what kind of impact they can have.
Of course. So I think directly, you know, if you join us on Wednesday, you get to meet all of our wonderful senior students, get to hear about their dreams for their future and their plans. But, you know, really by donating to Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars, you're giving an opportunity to a student who really has an idea of where they want to go off to school, what they want to do, and they just need some extra resources to get there. So big life-changing impact to, you know, be able to not only provide that scholarship for every student in our program, but to be also, you know, giving those wraparound resources, the coaching, the, you know, scholar success fund that we have that helps, you know, students pay for a car that breaks down unexpectedly when they're a commuter student, or, you know, make sure that they have housing and food. And really just kind of the basis of our program too is the college campus visit. So being able to see what opportunities are out there, really discover what their future could hold, and help students understand, you know, exactly what they want to do and what the right path is for them. So you're really, by donating for Dollars for Scholars, really giving a lot of opportunity for students across the Southeast Michigan region.
I have to say, God bless you, David Lewis, as a president of AT&T. We know, yeah, everybody's busy. You're busy. But to take time like this, it kind of seems to me it fits beautifully, hand in glove, with your life's work anyway. This is something that you've done for quite some time, helping kids understand the opportunities they didn't know they had. And you use yourself as an example of somebody who chose victory over being a victim. And this is just great. This is perfect. It's a marriage made in heaven, as they say. And I want to tell you, I am an AT&T customer, have been for years, and plan on remaining one, especially when I meet such a great leader as you, David.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I will tell you, I appreciate that. And I do want to give a shout out to my company, AT&T, not just because of the opportunities I have, but the fact that our theme is connecting Michigan to greater possibilities.
Beautiful. Go to drdfs.org.
Oh, sorry.
No, you go ahead. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
No, my AirPod fell out. These wireless devices. Sometimes they're good, Paul. Sometimes they're just a nightmare.
Have AirPod ears.
I don't. I think that's exactly right. My canal's a little too small. But no, really quick, if I could, just to thank AT&T for the fact that this is what we do in the community. We're working to connect communities. We're connecting them to greater possibilities. We're supporting 150 digital literacy workshops in Michigan. We opened two connected learning centers last year, and we distributed more than 550 computers to students and their families. So working for a company that believes, like I do, that we have to connect these young people to greater possibilities makes working for them more than just a job. It's just a lifestyle that I have chosen to live, and the company has too. So I just couldn't thank this company and just all companies that invest in these young people, because it's very important.
Very important and well put. And you're going to love what you see this Wednesday, March 6th, at the University of Detroit Mercy, the 11th annual Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars Celebration Luncheon, founded some 30-plus years ago with Bill and Vivian Young of Absopure and Plastipak fame, and Krista Funk, the executive director of Detroit Regional Dollars for Scholars. And David Lewis, I am so looking forward to meeting you Wednesday and hearing what you have to say to the kids as president of AT&T Michigan and as a man who's been there and done that. We really appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Looking forward to meeting you. Absolutely.
We continue on WJR.